This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. I'm wondering what the rules are around coughing in the office. A bunch of my coworkers have lingering coughs from whatever illness that has been circulating in our office. They cough nonstop. Am I allowed to say something? Can I go buy a bunch of cough drops and start handing it out like candy?
I can imagine that when you've got like 3 or 4 sick people in the office and you're not one of the sick people and haven't been dealing with this, they can't help it. It's their body's reaction to what's happening to them. And the question is, what should you as the cougher do? And what can you as someone being affected by it do? My vote is not to kind of try to intervene yourself. If it's really such a problem, I think you probably need to take this up with HR or a manager or supervisor of some kind and say, hey, this is really hitting a level of distracting. Can we encourage people to work from home? I'm hoping that's an option at your office.
I like the way you're thinking big picture.
Yeah.
You're thinking about, you know, is there an office policy about at what degree of sickness you're encouraged to stay home? And then also thinking about what you could maybe do as an individual. Can you get permission to wear headphones? Can you get permission to kind of build some personal barriers that are going to be helpful?
Go work in a conference room for the day or something, you know.
I was thinking big picture. Yeah. I wanted to lay the basic foundation of that people with cough should try to minimize. There's a certain courtesy to being aware that you're potentially being distracting, that what you're doing might be perceived as spreading infection or just contagious or even just a little gross.
Oh, can I jump in for half a second? Having worked with the flu campaign for years, I will tell you that the only way that you can actually get sick is if someone coughs and you inhale whatever particles are still in the air, or if they cough into their hand and then shake your hand, and then you immediately touch your mouth or nose or eyes or ears. That's a possibility.
The courtesy becomes to take care with where you cough, what direction you're pointing your cough, and how you cover up. So it's much better, people say, to cough into the sleeve. If you do cough on your hands, excuse yourself, go wash up. People are going to see that kind of conscientious behavior. It's going to make them feel better about you not being quite so contagious. So turn away, cover up. Now, on the flip side of the equation, just big picture, laying the etiquette foundation here, people who aren't sick, really do your best to be understanding. There are sometimes little things that you might be able to do to bring someone's awareness to how they're being perceived. This is a professional workspace. You need to be around them. An expression of sympathy can sometimes bring someone's awareness to a situation. And it might then provide the opening to then offer some solutions, offering a cough drop or offering a little discussion about some things that you do that are helpful. Maybe it's hot tea. My final thought was that it's been a while since we've talked about having tough conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't want to go the route of talking to HR, if you wanted to let someone know that something about their personal hygiene or
behavior
is impacting you in a negative way without escalating it through the hierarchy of the workplace, really think about how you do it. Maybe ask to talk to them in private. Tell them that there's something that's a little awkward that you were hoping to talk to them about. And this is where that genuine sympathy can come into effect. Also, acknowledge that when you're sick, you would want someone to talk to you, or that these are things that you try, or think about how you would want to be approached if the shoe were on the other foot, and then really act accordingly.
I think it's important in that conversation to recognize that the other person isn't feeling well, and this is clearly not intentional on their part.
Again, I'll go back to that genuine sympathy.
Yeah, genuine sympathy would be nice in that moment.
So that it's not something that's awkward. It's not like a call out in front of other people. Could you please keep it quiet over there? I mean, it's easy to come up with the bad scripts on this one. So
no, I'm there left, right, and center in my head right now.
Maybe game it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Say it out loud to yourself before you say it to the other person.
Always a good idea.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.